Scott, I am wondering, tax-wise, what will happen if Reedy Creek, the improvement district there, is disbanded?
There's this misconception that Disney is somehow not paying regular property taxes, that they get some special tax break for having Reedy Creek. And that's just not the case. Disney pays property taxes just like every other citizen in Orange County. So they pay their school taxes, they pay, the water management district taxes, they pay taxes to Orange County government. Just the same amount and the same, the same millage rate as everybody else in Orange County. Then on top of that, they pay a special tax to the Reedy Creek Improvement District. So if Reedy Creek gets dissolved, that money doesn't get transferred over to Orange County. There's no money that comes to Orange County. That money just disappears. It's gone. It's gone. But what Orange County does get, though, per state law, is all the maintenance, all the bond payments, all of that comes to, all the debt and obligations come to Orange County. So Orange County is suddenly responsible for all the fires control, all the ambulance services, all the road maintenance, wastewater, all that comes to Orange County.
When it comes to the dollar amount, how much money will this area, will Central Florida lose if the district is disbanded?
Estimated, based upon what Reedy Creek brings in, you've got to presume that Disney's a pretty savvy company, and I'm sure they don't charge themselves more than they have to. Reedy Creek brings in about $105 million in general revenue through property taxes every year, and then they collect another $58 million in bond debt payments. So about $163 million of liability every single year. That's going to come to Orange County government with zero additional revenue. And I think that's what people have this misconception is, all that money's just going to come to Orange County. Orange County have got 160. No, there's no money. That zeroes out on the revenue side. And so you take on a ton of liability with absolutely zero revenue.
And do we have a sense yet of how we're going to make up just those hundreds of millions of dollars that potentially we'll be losing here?
Some have suggested that Orange County could do what's called a municipal service tax unit, an MSTU, which Disney doesn't pay, right, because it's in a special district. But that's very questionable as well, because the county cannot do that inside of any municipal part of the county. They can only do that in unincorporated parts of Orange County. The problem is, as much of Disney is now incorporated into the city of Bay Lake and Lake Buena Vista. Now, the parks themselves are not, but a lot of the infrastructure around those parks are, right? So you could not do an MSTU on any of those. Outside of that, I'm sure, the county, because what the county would get asset-wise from Reedy Creek would be the power plant and the wastewater treatment facility. Obviously you're going to get some revenue from that when you sell that back to Disney, but is that going to cover $163 million? I doubt it. And again, probably the real issue is the huge road maintenance and all the ambulance services, firefighter services. I mean, we don't think about that, but think about the millions of guests that Disney sees every year, the hotel guests that probably have, a medical issue, or the car crashes that happen, that they get called out to every car crash. They get called out to people having medical issues. That's a huge amount to transfer over to Orange County with absolutely no revenue to cover that. I don't even know if Orange County, the only solution that Orange County would have beyond that is to raise everybody's property tax inside of Orange County. So every citizen in Orange County could be looking at a huge tax increase to cover the dissolution of Reedy Creek. I mean, if you look at how much Orange County brings in versus how much Reedy Creek, in order to cover all of that, I mean, you could be talking a 20% property tax increase. The problem is I don't even know if Orange County could raise the millage that much to do that, because they would probably cap out at the state cap. And I don't know where Orange County goes at that point. The point is like, so all of these are very you know, intricate question that you should spend months, if not years, studying if you thought that this was good policy. I'm not going to get in between a fight between Disney and the governor, but this isn't something you do in 72 hours, right? Even if you think this is good policy, this is just such an intricate, huge amount of money that this is something that you take time to look at and time to study.
Do you think that this will really hurt, cripple the Central Florida area's ability to recover economically from the COVID pandemic? I think about the fact that this area was really hard hit by the pandemic because of the tourism industry here. So will this hurt the area's ability to rebound financially?
Yeah, I guess at some point, you know, the question has to come to Disney. It's like, you know, Disney's proposing to move 2,000, you know, additional high paying jobs here to Florida. I mean, would you do that if you seem to have an unstable government that changes laws on you overnight? I don't know. You know, again, I can't speak for Disney on that. But, you know, obviously businesses crave stability. Businesses crave knowing what the rules are. And when state governments start changing rules overnight at the whim, at the drop of a hat, it certainly probably gives any business, not just Disney, I would think it would give any business pause before deciding to expand operations in Florida.